30 seconds and I'm out of here, making way for 7 second delay. We just heard from Jimmy Giuffre and Do It. Stereo Lab before that, recorded live at WFMU sometime in the early 90s and included on a WFMU marathon CD called Uppsala Palooza, a reference to the college that used to own our license before they went out of business. And we bought the license from them before they went out of business. Army Navy covering right back where we started from. Billy Moore Quartet with Out of the Bushes. Art Paul Schlosser. Have a peanut butter sandwich. My name's Irwin. Back next week, next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned for 7 second delay, asking listeners to call up with the easiest job they've ever had. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Bearded face can hide an evil mind. Truer words were never spoken. Well,
truer words were never spoken on this show.
Yeah.
We should offer a prize to any listener who can call up and sing the new Beatles song. I want to hear somebody sing it.
I think.
201-209-9368. Wouldn't
All right.
you?
I don't think it's singable. It's so...
201-209-9368.
It's so unmemorable.
It's just a brain fart that John Lennon had once.
Not his fault to have a brain fart. Hi, you're on the air. Can you sing the new Beatles song?
What?
Can you sing the new Beatles song? Go.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I can't.
I'm sorry.
Let's up with an easy job.
Yeah, let's back up.
He's on topic.
You're on topic. Well, what's your name?
Talk about change.
You can put me on hold.
Talk about change of pace. Done and done. Put him on hold.
Okay.
Hey, we've got a caller in the pocket. We've got one in reserve.
I'm fine on hold. So
yeah. You're gonna spend a little time on hold.
Okay, he's on hold.
That'll teach him a lot.
What do we do now? We've never gotten a call on topic this early in the show.
We've got a caller in the bank.
This is uncharted territory.
This is fantastic. This is exactly, if we had a real producer, if we were a grown-up show, we'd have calls like lined up. We'd have everything pre-produced.
Oh, God.
But we want to hear somebody sing the new Beatles song. 201-209-9368. Just sing it like you're driving to work, like it's under your breath, like it's absentmindedly singing it.
Now and then.
Go ahead, Kenny.
That's all I know.
That's more than I've heard anybody else sing.
And that was completely wrong, by the way. So you're not a fan of the new Beatles song?
I heard it once.
Yeah.
It's just criminal what they do. It's going through John Lennon's garbage. Hey, here's a sandwich wrapper he threw out. Let's see if we can make $40 million from it.
Is that a crime to try to make $40 million?
Come on, let's...
Oh, there we go. Hey.
I hope Julian gets it. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Can you sing the new Beatles song?
I know it's true. It's all because of you. And if I make it through, it's all because of you.
Very good, Aaron.
Very good, Aaron.
Aaron nailed it.
He did. It actually sounds better.
Hi, you're on the air. Can you sing the new Beatles song?
Beatles song? No, yeah. I can't, but I've had some pretty easy jobs.
Okay, wait. We got
all
another
right.
one in the...
Hang on a second.
We're banking them. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I hung up on the first one.
We've got a show in the bank.
Oh, jeez. I hung up on the first guy. All right. Call back, first guy. Hi, you're on the air.
What?
Hi.
Is this about the job?
Yeah, have you had... Andy's laughing because you're on topic.
Yeah.
If you want, I can try to sing now and then.
Go ahead. Give it a shot.
Now and then. Now and then. Here we go.
No,
once
that
again,
sucks.
You and me.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
and then.
No, that sucks.
All right.
That's even worse than now and then.
Well, listen, before we... it is. If you can imagine... Can you imagine John Lennon up in heaven listening to that song that they put together?
I think
his hand, his fist would be through the wall.
I'm not so sure about
that. That was not ready for prime time.
Yeah.
He would have reworked those lyrics.
Well, I'm
that was what they call a rough draft.
I'm completely thrown off by having all these callers calling in on topic because that we have stuff to celebrate. Yesterday was such a big day. Really great news for legalizing marijuana.
Oh, hey, mazel tov on that.
Yep.
Well done.
Ohio legalized it. We're almost halfway there. Ohio was the 24th state to legalize it.
Yep, the Ken Friedman law, they call it there.
Yep. And then also great news for the WFMU abortion clinic yesterday. We can reopen our clinic in Ohio.
Yeah, so I hope you kept your coupons. We gave out coupons last marathon.
Yeah, if you're a member.
2-for-1.
Yep.
2-for-1 coupons.
Well, it's kind of like a rewards program is what
yeah,
it is.
We will stay. Yeah. Yeah. You get 9. You pay for 9 abortions and your 10th one's
yeah.
free.
So it's not really 2-for-1, but yeah, I mean, We're repaying our loyal customers.
It really is a full-service radio station.
Your operator, thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Well, I think we actually have people calling up on
I know,
topic.
But wait, but don't we want to talk about the game, I'm sorry, the quiz show?
Yes. Andy's going to miss a whole bunch of shows in the next 2 or 3 months.
Because I have a life.
And we are trying to pre-record a bunch of listener quizzes. So if you can put together a quiz, like maybe 10 or 15 questions and give us...
On a topic that either you're an expert in or you're personally curious about, or you're maybe it's related to your job or your major at school, 10 questions on a certain topic, and you will you'll spend 25 minutes on the phone with me and Ken quizzing us. And we did actually put one in the bank last week, right, Ken?
Yeah, 2 days ago, yeah, with listener Noel in North Carolina.
Listener Noel, he stepped up. He quizzed us on Southern cuisine.
Southern culture in general.
Southern culture in general. Mm-hmm. And Ken, it was...
I won. I kicked your ass.
Well, it was kind of a good contest. I was ahead for a while.
Yeah.
And then you changed the way we kept score.
I changed the rules and won.
Yeah. You moved the goalposts.
Yep.
You have, Ken, I should tell you, has an extra pair of goalposts in his back pocket, ready to move them, ready to place them anywhere on the field.
It's good to be prepared.
Yeah. It's good to own the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And
good to own the goalpost company.
Yeah. Good to own the goalpost company. So, hey, why don't we play a little excerpt so people will get an idea? And if you yourself want to quiz... Ken and I, you can email ken@wfmu.org.
And here's just a snippet from the quiz that listener Noel gave us 2 days ago.
So now we're in the lightning round. Now we're in the round where each answer is worth 5 points. And we have 3 questions.
Yes. Left. All right.
Round. Noel, you might want to, Noel, if you have 3 questions that you're really fond of, you might want to skip ahead and ask your favorite one.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
From which illegal activity come the roots of Southern stock car racing?
Buzz.
NASCAR racing?
Buzz.
Buzz.
I got it first.
Buzz.
I got the buzz all first. Right. Bootlegging.
Yep.
Nailed it. Won that round.
That's the excerpt you picked?
Yep.
You found one where you beat me?
Yeah. There was only one.
Yeah. No, Noel was great, and we had a good time with him. So it's 20, 25 minutes. If you have a subject you'd like to put a quiz together and challenge Ken and myself, 201, oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. It's email ken@wfmu.org. Org.
Very good, Andy.
What happens at ken@wfmu.com? Do you get those emails?
No, I do not.
Oh, good, because there's a couple things I want to say to you, but I don't have the guts to have you actually read it.
Yeah, send them to ken@wfmu.com.
Yeah, you mean I can get it out of my system.
Right.
I can hit send.
Yeah.
But I'll know you'll never.
And Ken will read it.
You mean there is a Ken out there?
At wfmu.com, yeah. There's a Ken.
I can't wait to meet him.
It's kind of like the planet on the far side of the sun.
Can't wait to, like one of those bad sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
With an alternate universe.
Yep.
I'd like to meet the alternate universe Ken, the bizarro world Ken.
I don't think you would.
I think I would. No. I heard he's just like you in every respect, except he pays his DJs.
Really?
Yeah. It's bizarro world.
I had not heard that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's what
currency?
There's actually an exchange for the services rendered.
In what currency does bizarro world Ken pay his DJs?
Gold, silver, or cash.
Wow.
No,
that really is bizarro world.
Yeah.
It's
just like WFMU. It looks just like this building, except there's a time clock by the door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It really is like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's run like a grown-up, mature business.
Jesus.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know you'd be scared.
No, remind me not to ever visit that place.
Bizarro World Ken. And you can find Bizarro World Ken at ken@wfmu.com.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk to our Ken, our beloved Ken, it's wfmu.org.
Yeah, don't make the mistake.
Okay, right. So our topic today, the easiest job you ever had.
All right.
Now, do you think the easiest job you ever had was a no-show job? Because sometimes they're stressful for other reasons.
I never had a no-show job.
You never had an uncle that ran a sanitation company?
Nope. Even no-show job, I mean, like a truly no-show job is, I think, very unusual. You know, like in The Sopranos and, you know, mob movies, you always see these jobs where people just have to show up.
Yeah.
And sit there all day.
You're talking like someone who's never met the staff here at WFMU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no-show jobs are really unusual.
What's the easiest job you ever had, Andy?
I used to take jobs that were kind of mundane, mm-hmm. and kind of mechanical, so
why?
I could write songs.
Oh.
I didn't want to have to talk to people or engage with anyone.
Interesting.
So I actually took messenger jobs in New York. Where you would have to, I carried garment bags.
Yeah.
To the garment district, and that was it was a pretty great job actually. When it got cold, I quit the job, but
mm-hmm.
I had a number of menial jobs in the city.
Interesting.
Well, let's talk to our.
Hi, you're on the air. I guess we lost him. I guess couldn't wait.
He said, "Put me on hold," but
yeah.
Then.
Hi, you're on the air. What's the easiest job
there.
You ever had?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Willa Nelson.
Hi, Willa.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
I love the show. I've been singing Now and Then all morning.
You have been?
Yeah, give us a round of it right now.
Okay, well, it's a little bit like Whisker River, but uh-huh. It's like, excuse me here. Nice to talk to you again, Andy.
Nice to hear from you again, Willie.
Now and then I miss you. Oh, now and then I want to be there for me.
He's singing to May Pang.
I don't think that's the John Lennon song.
Always
no.
To return to me.
Okay,
I know.
I do have a real question. The new song they released.
Yeah.
Is it credited to Lennon McCartney?
No. Oh, good question.
Because every Beatles song was.
Good question. I doubt it is.
Yeah, because everyone knows.
Yeah, because I know that Paul got very upset, you know, about the fact that there were songs that he wrote that people now refer to as John Lennon songs.
I know. He asked Yoko, he said, every song we wrote together can be Lennon-McCartney, except please give me Yesterday. Please let Yesterday be labeled McCartney-Lennon.
Really?
Yeah, he asked Yoko permission.
Should I get my guitar and strum along?
No, no, we don't care.
No, it's okay.
We've moved on.
Hey, Willie, do you have, can you tell us the easiest job you ever had?
I might be calling you from it.
Okay.
Oh, that is easy.
What is it?
The proof's in the pudding.
Oh, I can't get into that right now.
You can't tell us what it is. I'm so glad you called,
Willie. Can you tell us what you're doing?
I'm calling you guys.
But, Willie, what are you supposed to be doing? What does your boss think you're doing?
I got to go. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Okay, so he couldn't tell us.
Yeah, interesting.
You think that's interesting, really?
No.
No, it's not interesting.
No. Yeah, I got to stop saying interesting.
Yeah, you sure do. I do. Legally, I don't think you're allowed to call that story interesting.
No, it's not interesting at all.
No. You couldn't even see interesting. You could stand on tiptoes. You could use binoculars.
Yeah, I'm going to go back. I'm going to stop saying interesting. I'm going to go back to just making a noise. Ha!
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that better than saying interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine.
Whatever makes you happy, kid.
Ah!
Whatever makes you happy, son.
Hi, you're on the air. What's the easiest job you ever had? Oh, actually, you know what? For the sake of listeners who are just tuning in,
yeah,
could you recap the last call?
The previous call.
And then go ahead and tell us the easiest job you ever had. Go ahead.
Wait, me recap the previous call?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Go ahead.
But I've been on hold.
Huh?
I've been on hold. I didn't hear it.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry.
There's a flaw in your plan.
We have to move on.
I know you're looking to recap the show as we go. You didn't think of that, did you?
Well, yeah. Well, we have to just start taking people live. He was on hold. This guy's okay. Live. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. For the sake of people who are just tuning in, can you recap the last call that we got? And then go ahead and tell us the easiest job you've ever had.
First, we need this guy's name.
Willie Nelson sang a song I heard. I was in the other room because I actually got a dial tone this time.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and then what was Willie Nelson's easy-peasy job?
He didn't want to mention. I caught right. That part, and then I wandered off towards the refrigerator.
All exactly. Right. Thanks for bringing us all up to speed. What's your name, sir?
Frank.
Frank. Frank. And what's the easiest job you've ever had?
I was a projectionist.
There was a time when the projectionist, you had to really pay close attention.
Oh, no, right? this was neat because I was in that, like, sweet spot where most things were already automated.
Right.
But they needed you to load a machine in an exact way or else you're going to burn through, like, $20,000 really quick.
So you were loading a digital, what was it, some sort of...
Well, it wasn't a digital. It was more they just had these giant platters at that point. You're not sitting there.
Okay.
It required an attention to detail, but, like, that's all you needed.
And then once the movie started, were you off duty, in effect, for 2 hours?
Well, you got to figure that you have, like, an hour and a half starting stop time for movies, and then you'd have to go through and, like, what's it called, take the film and run it through its little, like, rat maze so it could go back into the next projector and start again. So you got to like sit there and watch like what's it called? You'd get to watch probably about a half hour of each movie just randomly all over.
And what movie have you seen most often?
Well, I tell my what's it called, my roommate and my friends, I saw the birth of the MCU. I saw the Iron Man 1 in theaters. Never actually saw it in real life because like I already watched 45 minutes of it. That was enough.
Do you have that 45 minutes memorized?
Nothing really happened, and then it's like a lot of Gwyneth Paltrow's face closes up because, like,
it's
you
exactly
didn't want to turn
it.
On like
it's a perfect
I could turn
review.
Up the volume a little bit, but if you turned it up, people it would give like what's it called? People could complain inside if it was like a quiet moment and you'd hear this like second light saying the same thing.
Mm. So you had to keep the sound off.
My favorite Gwyneth Paltrow movie?
Yes, yes.
Contagion.
I can't remember who asked you. Who asked you what your favorite Gwyneth Paltrow movie was? Did I blank out?
It was Willie.
Willie did?
Yeah.
Man, whoever, I want to talk to that guy. That's a stupid question. Man, whoever asked you that, I'm really angry at, because that is idiotic.
All right, Frank, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Okay, you too.
All right, we're asking people, what's the easiest job you ever had? And our phone number is 201-209-9368.
Join us next week when we talk about your favorite Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
There's nothing that can beat Contagion.
Yeah, right. Okay,
it's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. But listen, before you begin, could you please recap the first two calls for people that are just tuning in?
Go ahead.
The first two calls were were the singing the new Beatles song.
Right.
Right. Who was that?
One guy said he was Willie Nelson.
Right. Willie. Okay. And then what was the second call?
The second call, you know, I kind of tuned out and I went to the zoo.
Okay,
there.
We can't help you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. We need callers that can bring our new listeners up to date.
Yeah, we're trying to be inclusive here.
Yeah. Okay. We need people. The first thing we're going to ask you to do.
Hi,
is
you're on the air. What's your name?
My name is Lyman.
Lyman, listen, for the sake of the people who are just tuning in, can you recap the first two calls we got before you?
Well, first you had Willie Nelson.
Right.
He didn't want to say too much, and then you had the other guy that went to the refrigerator.
And what was his job?
He was the projection.
That's
very
it. Okay.
Good. Lyman, you're killing it.
We're ready to move on. Yeah. Lyman, what was the easiest job you ever had?
I was a night watchman at a truck depot. Right outside of, near Rockaway Mall, there was Roadway Truck Depot.
Wow.
And I worked the 10 to 6 shift.
10 p.m.?
I was making sure no one broke into where, you know, all the stuff was.
Yeah.
And did you ever see any action?
Well, I saw a two-dimensional action because part of the job was cleaning the cabs. And every single cab had porn in the glove compartment.
Mm.
So what does a 20-year-old kid do? All the porn.
Made collages? You cut all the porn out and you made really cool collages out of it?
Oh, that's a great idea for a marathon premium, by the way.
That would be good. That would be good in your next graphic novel.
Yeah, porn from truckers' glove compartment.
Collage, though.
Yeah. Collages.
Collages.
Signed by you and me.
You could mix the action.
Well, Lyman, it's really interesting that you were a night watchman because I was also a night watchman.
Really?
Oh,
where?
Oh, God, no. Yeah. This is just fine, Ken. Here's $5. Jesus. It never ends.
Let's see the money.
It never ends with you.
I was a night watchman.
I'm coming. It's coming. Here.
At a steel
one,
mill.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks for
calling, Lyman.
Hey, you're welcome.
Good call.
Why did I set that precedent at $5? Why couldn't I have said $3?
Yeah, I don't know.
Last year. Okay. Right, we're at 201-209-9368. Have you had a no-show job, an easy job? All we're asking is for you to recap the previous calls before we begin.
Just so everybody's on the same playing field, you know.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Whatever happened to the love that we once knew?
It's Sam the Appraiser.
It always made me feel so free as a bird.
Oh, he's singing another song from John Lennon's Garbage Pile. Free as a bird.
To be.
Well, the first verse, I think, is from the new one.
That song is also about May Pang.
That's the new Beatles song.
According to May Pang, every song is about May Pang.
Well, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is definitely about May Pang.
Yeah.
So, Sam, for the
John Lennon's true love.
For the sake of our callers who are just or listeners who are just tuning in, can you recap all the calls that have preceded you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last call.
No. Start with number one, sir.
Start with the first call.
First call is. Guy who sang Beatles stuff.
His name was Willie.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Willie.
All right, but what was his job?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Good. There you go. It was a trick question.
You know what? I'm going to interrupt. That reminds me of a joke. What is the last thing you want to hear after making love to Willie Nelson?
I don't know. What?
I'm not Willie Nelson.
That's pretty good.
That's my Willie Nelson joke. Okay, so
you hung out with Willie Nelson.
He guest starred on an episode of something I wrote. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I was in the bus. Oh my God, you would have been in heaven.
He was in Monk.
You would have been in heaven.
Yeah.
All he wanted to know was what Ken Friedman's like.
That was the Three Chord Monty episode, as I recall. It was.
Three Chord Monty?
Three Chord Monty.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you used the name of Joe Bielak's radio program in that episode.
You might have seen it or remember it better than me.
I've seen it 25 times.
Yeah, I know you're a big
fan.
That
episode.
I appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Okay, so Willie Nelson. Go ahead, Sam. Who was the second call?
Then there was Lyman.
No, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Thanks for trying. Okay, we can only talk to people today that can recap the previous calls. We're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Evan.
Evan, for the sake of our listeners who are just tuning in, can you recap the first three calls we got tonight?
I literally just saw the email. I don't even have the radio on.
Okay, thanks for calling, Evan.
Well, thanks, Evan. No problem.
Is this too much to ask? Apparently it is.
Yeah, we don't think less of Evan because he just tuned in late.
I don't think anything of Evan. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hey.
Hi.
This is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Can you recap the previous calls?
I was listening on my phone, so
okay.
I know there was Willie Nelson,
right?
Who wouldn't say anything.
Right.
Nailed it.
Very covert.
There was the projectionist.
Okay, that's right.
His name was Frank. Good job, Evan.
Right.
Good job, Adam.
And then the call number three, that was.
And then, I believe Sam the appraiser.
No, sir.
No,
he
didn't make the cut. But who was before Sam the appraiser, Adam?
Night Watchman.
Yes.
Yeah,
good job.
Lyman
the Night Watchman. All right, great, Adam. Thanks for bringing everybody up to speed. What was your easiest job?
Oh, you got it. So this one was kind of interesting. A Craigslist ad close to me, and it was a guy who wanted me to. He thought that commodities and stocks had some kind of correlation with horoscopes and with the positions of the planets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
what was the job?
And what did you have to do?
So I went into this guy's office, it was a real estate office. He had these side jobs, these weird ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hired me hourly to look at just stocks like oil, gas, commodities, trading places is like oil. Orange juice and stuff like that, and I would copy and paste them into a chart, into an Excel sheet,
uh-huh,
all day long, and he would look for patterns that he could like relate to star charts or like just horoscope planetary positions. I'm not making any of this stuff.
Did you see him make money or did you see him lose money?
Oh no, it was complete buckus. It was asinine, but I spent 8 hours listening to WFMU, so I definitely donated that year.
Nice job.
Okay, we're not responsible for the lost year. If you're trying to blame us.
Neither am I. He was a bizarre fellow. And
well, we
so
know.
It's the stock. Okay, it's horoscope.
Horoscope investing.
Okay, horoscope investing.
That's funny because I knew a guy who was trying to make money using something called the Martingale method.
Yeah.
And it sounds really similar to what you're talking about, Adam.
Yeah, I've lost very little money this week on that, using that method.
Maybe you just picked the wrong commodities.
Yeah, I think I have. Well,
all right,
thanks,
Adam.
Okay.
Good call.
So we're at 201-209-9368. The first thing we want to hear from you is recapping the previous call.
Yeah, we don't want to exclude people who are just tuning in.
Yeah.
We want to bring everybody up to
speed. And this will teach them a lesson. People just tuning in won't hear the details of the Night Watchman.
Right.
Or the horoscope investor.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kim.
Carol Vandenende.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol. Can you bring our new listeners up to speed?
The first caller you had was Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
The second was the projectionist, Frank.
Yeah.
Good, good.
The third was the night watchman.
Yes.
Then you had Sam the appraiser.
Sam the appraiser was a washout.
Yep. And then we just heard about horoscope investing.
From Adam.
Man, Carol, Carol nailed it.
Carol, you moved to the front of the class. Did the rest of the class hear what Carol just did?
Carol, thank you, Carol.
Carol, you're a great example.
You're so welcome.
And Carol, have you had a job that you would consider pretty brainless and easy?
I have two, so I'd love you guys to weigh in on which one you think is the easiest.
Okay, go ahead.
One is from high school days. So I worked at an Italian bakery, and I adored it because I have a huge sweet tooth. And they told me on day one that I could eat as much as I wanted. I'm pretty sure when I was working, they probably couldn't make much profit. And good thing I had high school metabolism at that point.
Well, that sounds like a really difficult job because you would have to know what prego means in Italian.
You know what's probably the most challenging part of that job is knowing what prego means in Italian.
Like sciocchetta.
Yeah.
Cannoli.
Cannoli. You know all the Italian.
Oh, I know cannoli.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of The Godfather, if nothing else. All right. And then what was your your second job?
Second one was in college. I temped at Ogilvy & Mather, the advertising agency.
Sure.
I sat on the seventh floor, which was the creative floor, and I was a receptionist, which meant I answered the phone or I greeted people when they came in. But it gave me enough free time that I could read. Literally, I read War and Peace.
Nice.
That's a nice headset.
I think that's the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, that is that's a pretty easy job.
Thanks for weighing in.
And then did you go on to a career in advertising?
I have had a career in marketing on M&M's and Twix, Three Musketeers, Milky Way, Dove Chocolate.
I love Twix.
So the history of you having a sweet tooth really paid off.
Yes.
Your skill.
Turns out
it turns out that was your life. The bakery, it turns out, was a better way to prepare for her life. Okay, Carol, thanks very much.
Carol, what do you like better, Twix or Kit Kat?
Oh, definitely Twix. I launched Twix peanut butter,
yeah.
So that is a favorite of mine.
You launched Twix peanut butter?
I did.
Wow. Andy, we're talking to the woman who launched Twix peanut butter bars.
Wait, as opposed to what kind of Twix?
Regular chocolate Twix.
You mean they now put peanut butter in Twix?
Yeah.
As of when?
Ask Carol.
I'm too shy.
It's actually been a few times. I mean, when I launched it, it was a relaunch probably, I don't know, more than a decade ago. But original Twix has caramel, cookie, and chocolate. And
this is exactly the sort of stuff I was hoping to get into today.
it was very smart for Twix for you to have added peanut butter to Twix because Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, that's the most popular candy that there is.
Well, Americans do like peanut butter and chocolate together.
Yeah.
Carol, what percentage of your candy is sold at Halloween or just before Halloween?
I don't know the percentage number, but what's interesting, of course, Halloween is the biggest chocolate season. However, if you were to just look at one out of the 365 days, can you guess what would be the number one chocolate selling day in the entire calendar year?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
It's actually, so good guess, and
Easter.
Interesting that you both aligned on that.
Easter.
Is it
Day, and it's because guys are buying chocolate for the girls in their lives, guys tend to be a little last minute, so they're actually waiting until February 14th.
Damn it.
Oh, I see. So it all happens within 24 hours.
Stupid.
Yes.
Stupid guess. That's just an example.
No, you guys are awesome.
No. It's just an example of the kind of fun we have on our little quiz shows.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Oh, super fun. Not just
love
fun.
The show.
Yeah, thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Not just fun, it's super fun.
Carol did the best recap of anybody so far.
She did, and she gave us a new motto for our show.
What is that?
Not just fun, it's super fun.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, that's a T-shirt that's waiting to happen.
Not just fun, super fun.
Okay. How about we go out, Ken, in public? My T-shirt will say, not just fun, ... And your T-shirt will say, it's super fun.
That sounds good.
It does?
Yeah, we should wear those shirts when we play musical chairs at
Monty Hall. Oh, yeah, we have a big musical chairs.
In February, we're going to have
chairs at Monty Hall.
A game of musical chairs.
Yeah.
and we're giving out a free Toyota.
The most important part of the musical chairs is the waiver, the legal waiver that we're going to ask everyone to sign. before you start fighting over that chin.
Well, once we get it down to two people, just for everybody's safety, we're going to make them both wear Michelin Man costumes.
Yeah.
So they can't really hurt one another.
And we'll issue stun guns.
Well, it'd be very hard to hold the stun gun wearing the Michelin Man costume.
That's what's so funny.
Yeah. I know.
Trying to pick up a stun gun wearing those big gloves.
I know. They're like clapping it between those giant mitten hands.
You're trying to get your rear end on the folding chair at the same time.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. We're asking you what was the easiest job you ever had. Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. This is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Jesse, now before we begin, Jesse, for listeners that are just joining us, could you recap the show so far?
Yeah, sure. First person was Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Or at least someone who said he was.
Yep. Check.
Second car was Frank.
Yes, check.
Well, then don't you want to know?
What was his job?
What did Frank do? What was Frank's job?
Oh, he was the projectionist.
Very good, Jesse.
Lyman, the night watchman.
Yes. That's good. That's right.
And then there was the astrology scam artist.
Yes, exactly. Right. Adam. His name was Adam. And then just before you,
And there was Carol. She was the temp.
That's right.
Very good, Jesse.
And now, Jesse, we'd like to hear the easiest job you ever had.
Honestly, the job I've had right now. The one I have right now.
What is it? What are you doing?
I love it so much. It's just so, it's so easy to me. I'm a graphic artist. I screen print. So I freelance and I do that on my own. And it's just so easy.
And where do you get clients?
I go around businesses. I look for work.
Well, Jesse, it doesn't sound like it's so easy. It just sounds like you really enjoy it.
Admit that you like it. Just say you like your job.
They just give me stuff to do, and I mean, to me, I'm just so passionate about what I do. I just love what I do.
Wow! Listen to this guy. I love my job. I just love it, even though it's difficult and time consuming.
You're mocking Jesse now.
It's as if it's the easiest job because I love it.
That's no my impression of Jesse. Passion and obsession between what you love.
I guess what Jesse is a living embodiment of the phrase, if you love your job, it isn't work.
Right, right.
Let's hear your impression of Jesse.
Here's
me. Oh, I just go around. I just ask clients for work.
You know, I've grown up, you know, making art, and then I get to do that for people. I get to create.
I get to do what I love all day long. I can't really call it a job.
That's my impression of Jesse. Sound like Mickey Mouse. Where does Mickey Mouse?
That's how it's filtered out in my head. That's how I hear him. He drives me. He makes me sick.
I have a much better impression of Jesse than that.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for calling, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
That was caller number six.
Yes. Caller number six. We're asking everybody what the easiest job they ever had was.
We need people to recap for us before we go any further.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Before we begin, can you just recap the show for people tuning in late?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We need the name and also what they did.
He got it. He's rolling.
Frank, the projectionist.
That's right.
Good.
Lyman, the night watcher.
Correct.
That's correct.
Adam was the horoscope con man.
Yeah, you can just say Martingale method. Go on.
Okay, yeah. Carol the temp.
That's right.
And Jesse was a graphic artist.
Fantastic. Thanks for bringing us up to speed, getting us up to speed. And what is the easiest job you ever had?
I was a vibration monitoring technician for the MTA.
Now, I know what that means, but for people that might not be familiar, why don't you tell everyone what that means, a vibration monitor?
So the MTA requires vibration monitors for any construction site to the,
and you stick those up on walls and things.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. If there's construction in progress near a subway line.
And
it could pose a
threat.
Even
though the technology exists for it to be wireless.
Right.
You get all the data to your computer.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
ETA requires on-site personnel to sit by the box that has them in them.
And did you ever, in your experience there, red flag a construction site?
No.
Exactly right.
I did that, and it even if there was an exceedance, they never stopped, and there never was. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Really, you would just sat there for as long as the day was for that job, and most times it was at least 9 hours. So the hardest part was just getting there, and then on like big projects, I could sit outside. I didn't even have to sit by the monitor itself. I could go out into like the sun and sit in my lawn chair.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sounds pretty great. Pretty sweet.
Legitimately nothing.
Nice work if you can get it.
All right,
Dan. I didn't even submit paperwork.
Wow.
Hey, that reminds me of a riddle. Have you ever heard this riddle, Kim? How is a vibration monitor for the MTA like a WFMU DJ?
I don't know. How?
It doesn't matter. Nothing you do matters. You never heard that riddle?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, I used to do that. I used to lead with that when I was doing stand-up.
Oh, my God.
That was my opening bit. Okay, thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. We're asking people what the easiest job they ever had was.
That sounds pretty easy. Of all the jobs we've heard so far, which job would you choose for yourself if you couldn't do your current job?
Willie's.
Really, the secret?
Yeah, because he wouldn't say.
He's in the dark web, he's up to.
He would not say what he was doing.
Well, he's obviously an assassin of some kind for the government.
Actually, I wish I was Jesse.
The graphic artist?
The graphic artist,
because he's doing what he loves?
Yeah, because he loves what he does.
I wonder what that would be like.
Yeah.
Just for the novelty of it, I'd like to try it.
Yeah. Don't you love what you're currently doing?
Right now I'm...
You're unemployed.
Right now I'm unemployed. I guess I can't argue that it's kind of sweet. I don't say I'm unemployed. Yeah. I say I'm semi-retired.
Uh-huh.
That sounds better.
But you have a new movie coming out December 8th, I understand.
December 8th. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the new Monk movie on Peacock.
Yeah. Do you get Peacock at your house?
I think I get it through Amazon, yeah. Maybe.
I don't think you get it through Amazon.
No.
But you can call me while the movie's on.
Well, then I don't get it.
I could hold up we could FaceTime. I'll just hold up the phone for a few minutes.
I'll just go to the premiere.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sneak in.
Yeah, you'll sneak in. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll hire Lyman. He's an experienced night watchman to keep you from sneaking in.
Well, maybe I'll hire Frank. He's an experienced projectionist.
Maybe I'll hire Willie Nelson and kill you both.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Ellen.
Oh, hi, Ellen.
The person who keeps laughing, but I ain't laughing now. Okay.
She's not laughing now, Ken.
Wait, you want me to recap this?
Please, yes. You're caller number 8. We need to hear what 1 through 7 had to offer.
Well, there was a guy named who sang like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
There was a night watchman.
No, you've skipped one.
You skipped somebody, Ellen.
Ellen, you've disappointed us. Do you remember the second call?
The projection guy.
There it is, the projection guy.
There you go,
guy.
Frank the projectionist.
And then Sam?
No. Sam doesn't count because he couldn't do squat.
Lyman?
Ellen, have you been paying attention in class at all?
Well, I'm also multitasking.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just tell you my easiest...
No, not until you recap this. I don't make the rules, honey.
Something about... A guy who did investments based on horoscopes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman named, Carol?
Carol, yeah.
What
very
did she
good.
Do?
Well, because I had a friend named Carol for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a guy named Jesse.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there was this guy who had like a slightly funny voice.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, that was Andy imitating Jesse.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Jesse's girl.
But, I mean, before you...
But after Jesse, we had a caller.
The call just before yours.
Yeah. Yeah, and something he said it was a... Oh, he got the job from his friend?
No.
Oh, Ellen, I'm so sorry. I wish we could continue this call. I really do. I don't make the rules. I'm really sorry. Thanks for calling,
I'm
though.
I'm sorry, Ellen.
Boo-hiss.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, there's no need for that kind of language.
Boo hiss?
Yeah, boo hiss.
Yeah, that's pretty severe.
That's worse than just saying boo.
I know.
Man. Okay, thanks.
It's like civility has just gone out the window, don't you think?
We're living in a boo-hiss world.
Ah!
Don't you just watch the news sometimes and just go boo hiss?
I don't watch the news at all.
Well, now that you know how to say boo hiss, you can.
Hi, who's this?
Thanks for calling.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi,
Pam. Hey, Pam. Now listen to how a show should be recapped.
Okay, if I can read my writing. Willie, Frank the Projectionist.
No, no, you have to tell us the job.
Am I supposed to be singing a Beatles song?
No, Frank the Projectionist. Ken, she's doing fine.
She didn't tell us what Willie did.
No one knows what Willie did.
Well, he wouldn't say.
That's the appeal of Willie.
Willie was inscrutable.
Yes, you go.
Yes, inscrutable Willie.
And you told us about Frank the Projectionist.
Night Watchman, Lyman.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I can't read my writing, and I should memorize it.
Does it look like...
Astrology scam artist, or some money scam artist.
Yeah.
Adam.
Good.
Receptionist slash deli person.
Yeah.
Carol. Right. All right.
Jesse printing. I said screen printing, but I guess he said graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan the vibration monitor.
Way to go, Pam!
You know what people just tuning in now are thinking? I'm so mad at myself. Why was I late to this show? It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And Pam, what's the easiest job you've ever had?
Well, the reason I decided to call and let it ring, 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 and keep track of all of the people is because Carol and I kind of had the same thing, same experience. Because I was a temp. I was a virtual receptionist. Like there was literally nobody in any of the offices. All it was a phone bank.
You mean was it during the lockdown?
No, this was like decades ago.
Oh my gosh.
And so there was literally nobody around, and I had maybe 3 phone calls a day. And I also read War and Peace.
It's why Tolstoy wrote War and Peace.
Well, and you know what? I'm very proud of the fact that I got really tired of it and I didn't read like the last 10 pages.
No one's ever read the last 10 pages of War and Peace. They're all blank, by the way. No one's ever gotten there.
Yeah. Okay.
Tolstoy just wrote dirty jokes.
And I thought it was special. Damn it.
Fantastic. Okay, so you were a receptionist. Okay.
Well, it was a temp job.
A temp job, of course.
I could not have done... Yeah, anyway. That was the easiest... Ever.
Sounds like a pretty good job.
But you wouldn't trade places now for a job like that. I mean, a job that isn't challenging, a job where you just sit all day.
You
after
get to
a while.
Read Tolstoy all day.
Well, that's like a punishment. It's like a punishment.
No, it's not a punishment.
Sure it is. No one enjoys that.
Tolstoy is one of the great writers.
You've obviously, the man's never even
what's
cracked the book.
Russian philosopher? Camus. No, he's not.
He's French.
Well, he's French.
French?
Ivan the Terrible?
You think of Dostoevsky, other Russian writers?
Dostoevsky, Gogol? They're all writers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shostakovich? Solzhenitsyn?
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Ken.
It was
Wittgenstein?
Dear God.
Never mind.
Dear God. So your mic is always on, right? There's no way to just turn it off?
No, this button turns it off. Button right there turns my mic
off. After 32 years, that's great to know.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. The easiest job you've ever had, that was Pam. She was a receptionist and also read War and Peace.
Except for the last 10 pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Wittgenstein?
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Wittgenstein? Who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
Right, that's some delay.
My name is Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Frankie, can you recap the show for people that are just tuning in?
So the first person's easiest job was they worked at Target. And the second person was a news reporter.
Exactly.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third person?
Third person worked at Ferrari.
Okay. Yes, Ferrari cars. Yes,
good. And number four.
The fourth person worked at Lidl.
Lidl, exactly right.
The fifth person worked at Walgreens.
Okay. Gotcha.
The sixth person was a radio host.
Radio, right? A disc jockey. Interesting answer.
Easiest job ever.
Yes.
The seventh person. Was a cashier at a A Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A cashier. Gotcha. Good. Good. Okay.
The eighth person was, they worked at Taco Bell.
At Taco Bell. Okay.
Driver.
Man, you have an incredible memory,
Frankie.
Frankie,
I'm going to grade your paper now. Just like the teacher in eighth. You're in eighth grade, is that right, Frankie?
No, I'm in seventh.
You're in seventh grade. Okay, just like your seventh grade teacher, I'm going to grade your paper now. Answer number one, incorrect. Number two, wrong. Three, incorrect. Four, wrong. Frankie.
I'm greater on a curve.
Frankie, no. Five, wrong. Six, incorrect. Seven, not even close. Eight, I can't even give you half credit. Frankie, I am
you're looking at the wrong answers.
Frankie, I think you're looking at summer school, frankly. And I'm going to be calling your parents tomorrow evening.
Oh.
I'm very disappointed in you because I know you can do better. You're not living up to your potential, Frankie.
I think Frankie should get a...
My potential is very unmatched.
Frankie should get a participation trophy.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your final grade, A minus, B plus.
All right. Way to go, Frankie.
Thank you, Frankie.
That's better than all my real grades.
Yeah, exactly. It's called grade inflation, and you just saw it in action. Thanks for calling.
All right. The phone number is 201-209-9368. We want to know what the easiest job you ever had was. Andy expressed what his easiest job was. You were a delivery guy.
Yeah, it was
so you could just write songs all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want the world to be denied my songs.
I was a cab driver, so I could listen to the radio all day. I snuck that story by you before you could pay me off by not saying
it. I'm just so tired.
There's more
to it. You win, Ken.
There's a lot more to
that.
You can
tell your stories now.
Okay.
I'm beaten down.
Well, I was a security guard at a steel mill in Sayreville. I was the night watchman.
I think while you're doing this, I'm going to sing the new John Lennon song.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell your story.
The main thing they wanted me to do
now and then
was check the fence by the perimeter of the steel mill.
Yoko.
Because when I was hired, they claimed that the guys who worked at the steel
Yoko,
mill were trying to steal the steel. As absurd as that sounds,
every
I guess they
now
would
and then.
They would drag steel pipes and large
Yoko.
Hunks of steel by the perimeter gate, and then when they left, they would pull their car up
I
and
love you.
Throw the steel in the back of their
Yoko.
Car. But I did that job for an entire summer. Never, ever saw anybody trying to steal steel.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Meanwhile, back on Earth.
Hey.
Hi, who's
can't
this?
Believe I got through.
Yeah. I can't believe it either. It's Zachary.
Hey.
Hi, Zachary.
Yeah. Hey, Zach. Hey, Zach, before you tell us about your easy peasy job, could you bring late listeners up to speed here?
And please let us know who the caller was and also what their easiest job was.
Yeah, going through Willie, the guy that wouldn't speak about it, he had to go back to work, actually.
Great.
Right before he could tell you. He's leaving us.
Zachary, you're the best. Go on.
And then there was Frank, that projectionist who really fell in love with Gwyneth Paltrow's face in that Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it Contagion?
He didn't specify face, did he?
I think he said Contagion, Gwyneth Paltrow's best movie ever.
No, that was...
I don't think she was...
Well, he said that was a strong second, but that one's etched because he's seen it so many times.
I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow was in Contagion.
No, she was.
I've seen it four times, Ken.
She was in it.
I don't think so.
She's in it for the first 5 minutes.
There's no way to ever settle this. Okay.
She starts foaming at the mouth and dies 5 minutes into the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Go on, Zachary.
And then there was a caller who couldn't recall the projectionist, so you dropped him. And then there was linemen, security, night watchman, who had a subscription to that masturbatorium trade rag or something.
A++.
Right.
And... then there's the free as a bird singer. They couldn't do it.
Huh? Right. Sam, yeah.
And then I thought it was Edgar, but it's actually Adam.
Yes, Adam.
The investor, Martingale Method Man. You know, not like Andy hasn't lost much.
Right, yeah. Not just fun, super fun.
So Zach is recalling not only the callers, but my little witticism.
Yes, he's really given a good recap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Carol, no, actually, Carol was the one you came up with the shirt.
Oh, that's
right. So Carol was she's on the
right. Carol was not just fun, super fun. Okay.
Yeah, and she's been involved in the last holiday. Everyone buying, you know, peanut butter,
right, right,
whatever bars or something, and that's super fun with Andy.
Yeah. And next.
And then Jesse.
Yeah, what did he do?
That's the one everyone's envious of. They're working hard, but they love it, so they live up to that quote. Like,
so
you know,
damn happy.
Work a day.
So
like, this is the easiest thing in the world.
Freaking happy.
Like you, Ken.
Yeah.
You know, Andy, you're retired, but Ken, your days are hard, I'm sure.
But they're not as happy as Jesse's days.
Well, hey, that's what Wednesdays are for, right?
Go on, Zachary.
And then there was Dan, that vibration monitor guy.
Right.
He didn't read War and Peace, I don't think he said.
No. He was too busy monitoring vibration monitors for the MTA.
Yeah. He can lodge a bit.
And getting
the
Ellen,
tan. She booed and hissed. That's pretty bad. You know, I do think civility is gone if we're getting boos and hisses on 7-second delay. I mean, this is
Oh, that's right. The boo and hisser. Yep.
Respectful show.
Well, only one to go, Zachary.
Pam, that's
yes.
Nice.
Hey, and actually, Camus, he was Algerian French, just to be clear.
Huh.
Yeah, Ken, you said French.
Right,
oh,
yes.
I'm so glad we have that on
Let's
tape.
Give Camus his due.
Oh, fantastic. I can't believe you said French. When you said Camus was French, I was biting my tongue. I was almost bleeding.
Wow.
I wanted to correct you, but I didn't want to be rude. Oh, was that funny.
What was Camus' big
book? Oh, was that funny.
What was his big book, Andy?
Camus' big book?
Yeah.
Did he write The Stranger?
Oh.
He did?
Yeah, he did write The Stranger. I was thinking of The Plague, but he wrote The Stranger, too.
The Plague?
And The Mythicist. That collection has to exist.
The Plague? Maybe.
Didn't he write The Plague?
No, maybe.
He wrote, I think there's some plays in there.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God.
All right, so...
two idiots trying to remember.
But then Pam
who wrote
was,
the
yeah,
plague.
So Pam was there, similar, and there's Fast Food Frankie.
Yeah.
You know, that... come on.
Frankie.
What show was he? He was on the... Are you running the machine again, Andy? Are you
running
the
alternate? He was listening to our Bizarro World broadcast.
Oh, that's probably what it was.
Where everything's a little different.
Oh, she was listening to WFMU.com.
Yeah. And Zach, what was your no-show job? What was your dream job?
Well... There's two, but one, I think in the very beginning of it, not towards the end, because I picked up more slack. But in the very beginning, I had this road construction place where I just basically got to answer the phone, drink coffee, and surf the internet. And they didn't know how to use anything on the computer. So if you know how to use any modicum of a spreadsheet, which, you know, if you possess that knowledge, people are like, hey, can you do this?
So you had to do some stuff.
5 minutes. Yes,
but he only had
whatever,
to work.
And then, you know, 5 minutes, and then you're sipping coffee and reading news again.
Then he's reading War and Peace all day. Ken,
yeah.
5 minutes a day, spreadsheets.
Uh-huh.
It's a great job. Listen, well, we want to thank everyone. Willie Nelson, Frank, Lyman, Adam.
Sam.
Carol, Jesse, Dan, Pam, and Zach.
Frankie. Don't forget Frankie.
And Adam and Frankie.
Fast Food Frankie, man. Come
we
on.
Do have, yeah, Frankie.
And Zachary, we're going to be talking to you tomorrow when you give me and Andy a quiz.
Oh, that's right. If you have a quiz.
Yeah.
Well, we
library.
Will.
All right, great. On libraries? Excellent. I know a lot about libraries.
I was in a library once, so I have a small advantage.
Thank you, Zachary.
Okay, so we would love to be quizzed by you. Just contact Ken, and we'll pre-record it. It'll be on Zoom at your convenience.
Yep, ken@wfmu.org.
On any subject. Any subject. I don't know anything about anything, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Andy actually beat me on the Southern Culture quiz. I just changed the rules.
I just
end.
Wait for those true or false questions and then pounce.
Yeah, you're very strategic the way you play, actually. Sometimes bowing out. When I get something wrong, you don't even take a swing. Very smart.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kenny. And who else do we thank? We thank Jeremiah.
We thank Jeremiah for the newsletter. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for that big 7-second delay game of musical chairs coming up in February.
It won't just be fun. What will it be, Ken?
Super fun!
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivehead.
chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Bregman Man, Andy Bregman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the soul.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
to go when they made you the throw away the most you told me.